Happy Thanksgiving. That is right. It is Thanksgiving week, and we are here on the Where Eagles Dare podcast to talk a little bit Thanksgiving because it's going to be a lot of fun. It's right around the corner. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving as far as where we're going. And the Eagles got a game coming up on Sunday night. I'm kind of getting a little weary of the primetime games, just me. I think we've had quite a few in the last few weeks. I think this last game in Indy was the first 1 o'clock game they'd had in like 4 weeks. It seems that way anyway.
Seems that way.
But this week, again, this is supposedly the last primetime game of the season will be the Green Bay Packers at the Link facing the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday at 8:20 on Sunday Night Football on NBC. And the Eagles are going to be wearing the black out uniforms for this one. So we're excited for that. But before we talk about that, let's just say welcome to everyone for joining us on the Where Eagles Dare podcast, whether you're watching us on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. If you like what you see, make sure you just subscribe so you get notified every time we go live. We also have a podcast that you can listen to wherever you're at, and that is the Where Eagles Dare podcast. Search for it on Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Podcaster, Castro, or just your favorite podcast device. If it is not on it, or if you just want to reach out to us, you can hit us at our email at lee.bird, that's B-Y-R-D, eaglesdare@gmail.com. And yes, the Eagles will be wearing the all-black uniforms, and I just think these things are sharp, man. I loved the different poses. If you went on the Eagles website to get a preview of this, they look great, but we had black before. In fact, I'm wearing my black jersey right now. So we're no stranger to the black. It's the helmet is black. And this, I love this. Jason Kelce, this picture, I mean, he is such a goofball, dude. I don't know what he's pointing at. Yeah. His version kind of looks like one of those ones you would take at Sears when you were a kid. They should have had behind his picture a side profile of Jason in his helmet. Oh, man. I'm just saying because but it's beautiful. We love Kelce here on the show. And later on, we're going to talk about the Philly special Christmas album that's coming out. It's just great. Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mylod did a Christmas album. Kelce's our boy, though, and he's showing the black uniforms there. So we're excited for the black. What do you think about the black uniforms with the black helmet this year?
I mean, it's unprecedented for us. So, I mean, it looks good. I just want to see how it come out, you know, and it's perfect because it's at nighttime as well, too.
Yeah.
So it's a Sunday night. Might as well call it a blackout in Philadelphia. Just getting ready for the game. Those helmets look good, man. You know, remember when we played the Cardinals earlier this year, and they had the helmets look black, but they had when they tilt a certain way, they had like that red to it. And it would be dope if the Eagles pull off that same thing. Like if they turn to the side, it has like a green tint.
You know what? That's funny you mentioned that. If you look at this picture, it looks like it's almost silver or gray when it's tilted with the light on it. So you're probably right. It is that chroma color paint scheme that they're using on this. So you're right. It's probably something like that.
Man, I'm all ready for it. I just, you know, like Deion say, look good, play good. I just hope both of those things happen.
I hear you. Well, you know, the Eagles are going to be debuting this uniform this weekend, but from what I understand, they're going to wear it at least three more times the rest of the way. And history shows, you know, history is history, but it shows that they do play well in the black uniforms. I don't know what it is, whether it's luck or just that make them feel good, like you said, like Deion, but they do play good in the black. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited for Sunday night, especially coming off the win over Indy to get back in the win column after the tough loss with Washington coming into town. It's another Sunday night primetime game at the Link. The fans got to be hyped up for this one. You got to get loud because Aaron Rodgers is coming to town and he's no joke. And we're going to talk about the preview of that matchup. But first, I want to do some notes on the Indy game just to finish that up. I said during the recap, we had this picture of Frank Reich and the video of him yelling something to the Eagles fans after the game. If you've seen the video since, we found out what that was. We didn't know initially. But they've got another angle of this. And he actually yelled at the fans. That was for Frank Reich. That was for Frank Reich. He was very emotional about winning that game for Frank Reich after Frank was fired. And it makes sense because, first of all, Sirianni's a passionate guy. And second of all, he was very loyal to Frank Reich. He served on his staff Frank thinks really highly of him. Kind of it helped him get the job in Philly. So yeah. Nick Sirianni owes a little bit of debt to Frank Reich. And in Philly, we love Frank. I'll tell you what, I'm not sure what happened in Indy with Frank. I don't know what went wrong. I think really for me, it was a lack of a decent quarterback in that system. We've seen it. Wentz was not a good quarterback in Indy. And then he's saddled with Matt Ryan, who has not done anything this year. He didn't do anything under Jeff Saturday either. So he benched Ryan in favor of Erlinger after Ryan got dinged up a little bit. And I don't think he was going to put Ryan back in. So, just some things happened there. They're talking about bringing Frank in as an offensive consultant. So be it. If it works, it helped us win a Super Bowl. So we've got nothing but love for Frank. Another thing that came out of that Indy game that we haven't talked about yet was Linval Joseph's quote. We talked a lot about Sue and Joseph and how great they did in Indy. Linval Joseph said after the game, I knew we were going to have to drop our nuts. This is becoming a very popular statement lately. So it was just kind of funny to see the newest Eagle say that. It was that moment, do or die. Who wants it more? I've been dreaming about this. To know that Joseph, we talked about it during the recap of the Indy game, that Joseph and Sue are fired up and ready to go as Eagles. It is very confidence building for our fans and for the team going forward, because they're bringing a spark to the team that was kind of in a lull after losing to Washington and kind of just resting on that undefeated record. Now I think that they're re-energized for a stretch run to get in the playoffs. So I wanted to play this video for you real quick. It's another podcast. It's Chris Long's podcast, and he's talking about Linval Joseph. So I just wanted to touch on this real quick to just go over what Chris Long and company had to say about Linval Joseph. This is great stuff.
Okay, I'll explain blocking Linval Joseph in the past. It's like you've seen those videos where the kids hop out of their car while it's moving at 2 miles an hour, and they do a TikTok dance, and then they try to go back in the car, and they can't get in, so they try to stop their car. It's rolling at them slowly.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, I got it. And then it's like, oh, he's getting a little bit faster. It's getting faster.
Dude, did you see him on that sack? On the sack that he split with Sue? Watch the way Linval Joseph, Ryan Kelly's like, okay, I'm anchoring. Oh, my legs fell off. it's like hop. Oh, my God, now I'm on my knees. I mean, he's not even getting off the ball. Oh. But it's just the strength that Ryan Kelly's like, oh,
he
my.
He folded him like a taco. Watch
like,
it.
Oh, my God. There's just so much. And Sue was winning his rush at the three. So, I mean, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful job by the defense. They deserve the game ball. That D-line deserves the game ball in this game.
The Green Light podcast with Chris Long. Chris Long, of course, is my spirit animal. Loved him during the Super Bowl run. He's got a podcast along with Kelsey. And I saw that earlier in the week. And if you watch that back, Linval Joseph basically did bend that guy like a taco. He went down to his knees, and Linval Joseph just steamrolled him. And we want more of that on Sunday. We also got good news that Jordan Davis might be back for the Tennessee game. Can you imagine if we can get through this Green Bay game and get Davis back for Tennessee, and you've got Joseph, it's Sue, and Jordan Davis, Hargrave at tackle. Oh, Lord, please. Let's see what happens there. So, yeah, I mean, what can you say? What can you say about Joseph, man? He's just been outstanding in just one game. We want more.
Yeah, and we didn't have to give up a fourth-round pick to get him.
bargain basement stuff. And we know that speaking of that, Gordon cleared waivers, so there is still a possibility that the Howie would pick him up for a song as well. I mean, why wouldn't you just offer him league minimum to come to the Eagles? He's free to sign with whoever he wants. And I think somebody will sign him.
Of course. Melvin Gordon can still play. You know, there's always a coach out there that's like, well, I can fix this problem with the fumbling. It's just the fumbling. I can fix it. If that's all it takes, then bring him in. He's 29, which is right on the cusp of that running back expiration date, which is about 30 years old, unless you're like Adrian Peterson, who's just a freak of nature. But yeah, man. So I was surprised that he cleared waivers. I was surprised by that. But we'll see what happens. You never know what's going on in the front offices of the league. You know, people talk all the time. Maybe it's some, maybe he's being bad mouthed, out there but somebody's going to pick him up. Somebody's going to pick him up for a playoff push because he's a veteran running back. He still has a lot left in the tank. He looked healthy. You know, he's just fumbling the ball. Don't get me wrong. horrible fumbles. His fumbles, the timeliness of his fumbles is what ultimately got him waived. Not that he fumbled. So you're fumbling inside the five a lot. And that's going to, you're going to lose your job every time on that, bucko. So.
And yep. I think like you said, the bad mouthing thing, I think it didn't help him that the rumor going around, and this is a rumor, but a lot of people have leaked this to the press, is that after the loss, then when they all went back in the locker room, Gordon was kind of blaming it on Russ by playing Future songs full blast over his boombox in his locker room.
That's crazy.
And knowing that, you know, Russ, if you don't know, Russ is his wife, actually, Ciara, was the ex-fiance of Future and has a child with him. So that's not a cool move on Gordon's part. That'll get you cut. If Russ says, I don't want this guy on the team anymore, that's going to get you cut. And I think if that's true, I totally believe that that's what got Gordon out of Denver. So we'll see. Okay. We'll see how it goes. Before we get into this Green Bay preview, I want to break down some stats that I thought were really interesting to set up going into the Green Bay game. Some things that came across this week that I really looked at and I went, huh, I got a really interesting take on these. The Eagles, with their win, now, first of all, their ninth win of the season, that equals all of their wins last year, and we're just barely halfway over the season, which is crazy. So they, with that win, they have now clinched their 18th winning season under Jeffrey Lurie since he bought the team in 1995. That ranks fifth in the NFL during that time, behind only the following teams: the Colts with 19 winning seasons, the Steelers with 20, the Packers with 21, and the Patriots with 23. Now look at those four teams and tell me the one thing that they all have in common that you think.
Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Damn straight. Got it on the first try. Ding, ding, ding. The Eagles, I mean, we had McNabb for a short part of that stretch, but if you look from 95 to present, the Patriots had Brady for such a long stretch. The Packers had Favre and then Rodgers. The Steelers, we know what they've had. They had Roethlisberger for nearly over a decade. And the Colts, Peyton Manning for most of his career. The Eagles had McNabb for a relatively good stint, and that's when they did win quite a few games. But that's it. The Eagles have been a resilient, resilient club to be winning 18 winning seasons since the 90s and be the fifth most winningest club in the NFL without one of those guys. Right. Now, that being said, we may have one of those guys in Jalen Hurts. Whether you agree with it or not, I've said since the beginning I'm all in with this guy. I have watched him since he got here. He is a leader. He showed it again at Indianapolis when he put the team on his back. We don't win that game without Jalen. He did nothing wrong up to that fourth quarter. He didn't cause A.J. Brown to fumble. Yeah, he got strip sacked, but that's more on his line than on him. That was like, boom. The guy played his heart out at Indy, put him on the back and won. And so if you look at Jalen's stats in his last 16 regular season games, Jalen Hurts is 14-2 with 33 total touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 3,750 passing yards, and a passer rating of 97.4. So this is our MVP, people. If you don't believe it, if you can't believe it, you need to start believing it because we've got our guy. And he's shown it time and time again this year, and we're counting on him.
This was the stock market, he would definitely be trending upward.
Oh yeah,
definitely be trending upward. Yeah, man, he's been solid, man. He's had a hell of a year already so far, and I think what makes it so glaring, I mean, the numbers. I mean, you go 14-2, that's always going to speak for itself. But it's when you start to look around and you see the old quarterbacks dying, you do start to look at, like, who's next up? Like, who's the next generation of quarterbacks coming through? And, you know, right now, you know, most people narrow it down to, like, two, really, Mahomes and Allen. But, like, who's that third, fourth, you know, who's that other guy, you know? Because normally about three or four, right? You know, the four you just looked at, they were all playing at the same time for most of that time. Rodgers, yeah, Brady. Yeah,
exactly. Payton. those were the cream of the crop in that era, and yet you've got the Eagles that are sitting there with them. And granted, we had McNabb, who's not a Hall of Famer yet, may never be, we don't know, but we still come away being the fifth most winningest franchise. Jalen, yeah, to me, you know, we talk about Mahomes and Allen. I wouldn't say that Jalen is better than Mahomes right now. Mahomes has this instinct that is just unbelievable. He's almost like an alien. But I do, in my heart, I believe that Jalen Hurts right now, at this point of the season, after watching both teams play, I believe Jalen Hurts is better than Josh Allen. Now, a lot of people would laugh at that, but the numbers back me up. Because it isn't just passing yards that Jalen gives you. It is those running yards. I've not seen Josh Allen put the team on his back and win a game like Jalen has. Josh Allen, he throws for great numbers, don't get me wrong, but he relies a lot on that defense, you know. And when Jalen Hurts had no one to throw to last year, Josh Allen had Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. And now that Jalen has A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and Goddard until he got injured. We're seeing the differences. So I'm going to put that out there. I think Jalen right now at this point of the season is better. I think Allen's a good quarterback. I think he's a great quarterback. But I think Jalen's better. I think he is the second best quarterback in the NFL. And that's my opinion. And I'm entitled to it. One other hero. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to piggyback on what you're saying. I think it always takes a while for people to catch up because – we talked about this earlier in the season. If almost people didn't predict it, it's like they don't even talk about it because the tone has been set for the year. Who's going to the Super Bowl? Who do you like? Who is this? Who's your preseason MVP? Who's your offensive MVP? And then you kind of run with it. And even if the narrative dips, you don't really bring anybody else new up. You just kind of keep talking about the same people. And that's what we typically have. In our media, you want to talk about the most popular people. So at the end of the day, I really know that nothing is going to change when it comes to how people view the Eagles until they just win one playoff game. It's just going to take one playoff game. And the reason why I say that is look at even after Lamar won an MVP, they were still on him because he hadn't won the playoff game. So I think you put everybody on notice when you win a playoff game. I think if Jalen wins a playoff game, everything will just start to fall in place for itself. So, and I think that's the difference between him and Burrow even right now. And so much optimism with Burrow is because you've won a playoff game. So until, granted, you went to the Super Bowl, you won a conference, but just winning a playoff game, just even one, can keep him off you for a little bit.
You're right.
At the end of the day, he just has to get to the playoffs. When you just have to win. Winning changes everything.
Oh, you're right.
And yeah, that's why we talk about Allen and Mahomes because they
Burrow,
win.
Yep. You bring up Burrow, and Burrow's the same type of situation. Burrow had Chase, and you see what when without Chase against the Cleveland, how Burrow struggled. Now they came back and they beat a weak Steeler team, and that's good for them. I like Cincinnati, but I do think Jalen's better than Burrow. And I'll tell you what, when they've got equal weapons. Burrow can light it up. I know I've had him as my fantasy quarterback. He had 50 points this weekend. But Jalen gives that X factor that I think that very few quarterbacks have. Now, another X factor that we're going to count on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers, and you got to bring this up as well, because fewer people are – everybody's talking about the Buffalo defense and the Dallas defense, but no one seems to really have latched on to the Eagle defense this year. They've talked about our weakness against the run, but they're not talking about what the Eagles have done to be 9-1. It's not just all offense. And the defensive stat, we've got our defensive guys in the locker room in this pitch here. Love all these guys. The Eagles have only allowed 17 or fewer defensive points in 8 games this season. That leads the NFL. Not Dallas, not Buffalo, the Eagles. 17 or fewer defensive points. Since week 2, the Eagles rank first in the league in defensive points allowed per game. 14.8. So you take out the Detroit game where they scored 33, 32. Right. It's 14.8 points a game, including a league low 5.8 second half point. That is unbelievable. What they did to Indy, again, it's indicative of that. They shut Indy down in that second half and allowed the Eagles to stay in it. We know that this defense, if they are lined up and allowed to be aggressive, is one of the best defenses in the league. We've talked about it. The only weakness this team has, in my opinion, I'm sure you feel the same way, is when Gannon is not aggressive enough. I'm not saying he needs to sell the farm. I'm just saying aggressive enough to stop the run and let his receivers play up, whether you're whether they're in zone or man, let the defenders play up on the receivers. And when they do that, like they did against Indy, this team is defensively is unstoppable. That you can't score on this defense the same as Dallas. So just wanted to put that out there going into the Green Bay game, that honestly, this is what is going to be key, because we're facing a team that has offensive weapons. Tennessee kind of shut them down, but they've got Aaron Jones. They've got Austin Dillon. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers. And now this kid Watson that has come up and has scored, what is it now, five touchdowns?
Yeah, 6 now? Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know if it – how many did he have against Tennessee?
Yeah, two.
Yeah, so he had – and he had three in his first game. So he has 5 touchdowns in 2 games right off the bat. Rookie. Then you got Lazard and Cobb is back. So going into this game against Green Bay, if you look at the rankings, it can be a little bit deceiving because they've had a lot of injuries. Of course, the record for Green Bay is 4-7, Eagles 9-1. The Green Bay Packers are 18th in passing yards, which is just silly when you think about who their quarterback is. And Aaron Rodgers. The Eagles are actually better at 16th at 243 yards a game. I think that has a lot to do with the mix that Jalen Hurts provides.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and then you look at rushing yards. They're 14th at 122 yards a game. The Eagles are 6th at 142 yards a game. And then you look at points per game. They're near the bottom of the league at 26th in points at 18.4. And the Eagles are 4th in points at 26.3. So, yeah, looking at the breakdown of the offense versus the defense, the Green Bay Packers have the 15th ranked offense. The Eagles have the 2nd ranked defense, as we talked about. The Green Bay Packers have the 18th ranked passing. We've talked about that a little bit ago. And then the Eagles are 2nd against the pass, which is hard to believe considering how much of that shell coverage that they run. But the Eagles have only been given up 202 yards a game in passing. And then you get into the rushing numbers. This is where we struggle, but I have moved up. I think we were 22nd last week. The Eagles are now 19th, giving up 122 yards a game, and the Green Bay Packers average 122 yards a game in 14th. And so this is where I think that just like Indy and just like Washington, I think that's where you're going to see the Packers start the game. Is just they're going to come out and try to run Aaron Jones and Austin Dillon to see what they can do. Now, here's the difference. I've watched a lot of Green Bay this year because I have Aaron Jones on my fantasy roster, so I'm always watching to see how he's doing. They have 2 good running backs, and even though they may be playing a team that's weak against the run, Aaron got to throw. He's got to throw. The dude's ego won't allow anything else. I've watched him for years. How many times have we seen the Green Bay Packers get down to the goal line, and it's first and goal from the 2? Do you think they're going to run that ball in the end zone? Aaron Rodgers is going to throw it 3 times. He's going to throw it 3 times.
Yeah, I feel you now. I feel what you're saying. Yeah, it is weird, huh? It is weird.
So you got to know going into this game that even the Packers know it. They like, we've got 2 good running backs if we use them. So the Eagles got to be careful. They're going to know that, hey, they're going to get run on. My fear is that the Eagles will do a lot of that shell coverage because of the respect that Gannon has for Rodgers. I say, F Rodgers. Go after him. You've got horses that can get to him and disrupt him. You want to make him throw picks? You've got to put pressure on the guy. You can't just let him sit in the pocket because he is too precise to let sit in the pocket. So my theory on this is that we're going to see on Sunday night, and it's what the game hinges on. To me, it's not about the running attack. I think we can stop the run. Is how much respect does Gannon show Rodgers? Does he come after him? What do you think? Do you think Gannon will do the Indy defense again and go after Rodgers? Or do you think he'll just do what he always does and hang back?
Man, I think we'll play a similar style to really what we played the last 2 games against Washington, even though Heineke is more mobile than Rodgers is at this point. You know, Rodgers used to be pretty mobile in his day. I think they're going to have to bring the house because we know that under no circumstance can you let Rodgers just sit back there and just throw the ball. But we also know you made a great point that he has to throw the ball. Like he has like an itch, like for him to, the game could be going perfectly fine running the ball and he'll just audible.
Yeah, exactly. that's what he does, is he immediately goes to that audible to make sure that he's the guy that has the ball in his hands. So it's one of those things. That's what Rodgers does. He doesn't do anything else. So let's take a look at the offense versus the defense of the Eagles. The Eagles actually have the fifth overall offense in the league at 370 yards per game, and the Green Bay defense is 14th in the league at 328 yards a game. The passing defense, that's the one we got to be careful of, because we've faced it a few tough passing defenses the last few weeks. The Indy was ranked the fifth-ranked passing defense. Green Bay's the third-ranked passing defense. And the Eagles have the 16th passing offense. But then you get into our rushing attack. The Packers ranked 24th against the run at 135 yards a game. That's worse than the Eagles, man. And then the Eagles average 142 yards a game, sixth in the league. So the way I look at it, Tubby, is that this is where the game plan has to shift for the Eagles on the other side. We can't come out trying to light the ball up down the field. We can throw to AJ. We can throw to Devontae. I'm not saying abandon the pass. But they have got to take a run-first mentality in this game, because they're playing an opponent that is very weak against the run. So I'm thinking that's a heavy dose of Miles Sanders in that first quarter, trying to control the clock. And Jalen Hurts, get them both run. Do some option runs with Jalen, because you know that Green Bay, when you watch them play, it's one of the reasons they were able to beat Dallas is that they sell out against the pass. And Dallas, for some weird reason, was trying to let Dak throw to their horses, and he got picked off. And it was a mistake that Dallas made tactically to beat them. And so I worry about that as far as the Eagles wanting to take that mentality. If you're going up against a second-ranked defense, you can't take that mentality and just simply try to air it out against the second-ranked defense. You got to be smart. What do you think?
Yeah. Nah, man, I make a lot of great points, man. Christian Watson, he is the one to worry about, man. Now, you know, because Romeo Doubs looks like he's going to be out for the game, which is good because, you know, I know they complain a lot about, you know, who they don't have, but, man, somehow these two young guys are, like, really good receivers, man. So, That's my problem right there, really, Watson. But I think I think we can handle those type of deals. I think as long as we stop AJ and Dylan and Aaron Jones, both of them AJ. You got AJ Dylan and Aaron Jones, both of them AJ. So anyway, yep. We stop Dylan and Jones, man. Really, man, it's the same thing every week for the Eagles. We push our pace, right? It's the reason why we're 9-1. We push our own pace of the game. We haven't followed anybody's pace yet, and when we did, we lost Washington, right? We've set the tone in every match, every game. Excuse me, watching a lot of soccer. All this, man. in every game we play, we've set the tone, and that is what has made us successful. And then you look at the Packers' loss. You got five straight losses. You got Lions, Bills, Commanders, Jets, Giants, Patriots. I'm sorry, they beat the Patriots, but Giants. And these are all teams that I feel like we can beat. You know, you lost to the Jets, man. I was just like even going back deeper, yeah, just thinking deeper about the amount of losses. To only put up 9 points against the Lions, a team we scored 35 against, that's concerning. You know, you made a good point with the Cowboys. Cowboys kind of blew that game. They didn't have to do anything, really. You got Tony Pollard, who's having a hell of a season back there, just handing the ball and get out of Lambeau. But, oh, no. I think Dak got a little bit of that Aaron in him. And got a little itchy. Exactly. Just wanted to do things that were just completely unnecessary. Aaron Rodgers is extremely frustrated. He's extremely – it's like his mind. He's like 1 foot in football, 1 foot outside of football. And we just have to exploit all of those things, man. Don't give him any glimmer of hope. Don't give him any moment in the game where he feels like he loves the game again and wants to play. We just need to continue to crush him every chance we get, man. They've lost to some – solid teams, to be fair, but all teams that we can beat, man. And we got to really kick them while they're down. Right now the Packers are down. We have to kick them while they are down because they have a good team. That's what makes it weird. You know, you look at that defense, they can stop the pass.
Yep.
So if we come out pass happy like we did the other game, it's going to really throw off our game. I think we should go ahead and hit standards. I wonder if we don't use Sanders as much because he's all we have at times. Because if you look past Sanders, we don't have anybody. If Sanders would go down tomorrow, we would do like we have done in past seasons and figure it out. But past Sanders, we have nothing. Nothing consistent. Nobody that you can go in the game with smiling. And we damn sure, if we're going to keep Hurts long term, we cannot, not repeat, we just simply cannot keep running him. You see what happened to a lot of other running quarterbacks in the league, that it may be cool when it's early. You know, make a point. Cam Newton, right? He's looking very like Carolina-ish season, right? When they had that crazy season, they went to the Super Bowl, all of that. Great, great season. Waited, you know, to have their really bad game in the Super Bowl. But then you see over the years, he keeps getting hit. Then he goes from like to nothing. He goes from like a good quarterback to almost an unplayable quarterback. And I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of hits that he's taken over his career. So if we want to keep Jalen for the long haul, we have to bring in that Melvin Gordon. I'm a bit of a rat, right? I'm all over the place, but I'm just thinking Eagles.
Yeah.
We have to bring in that Melvin Gordon to really take some of the pressure off, man. Because you mentioned earlier, you're like, you know, you want to see Jalen wearing it too. And I'm like, man, I don't. I just want to see Jalen kick back and just do what's necessary, because he has that ability to run and to pass. And we want to keep both of those abilities as long as we can intact. We don't want to get him so beat up that we designate him to a passer only. And we use the totality of his game and the athlete, the particular athlete that he brings to your team. You know, so that's just highlighting his strengths, man. Again, go back to this, kick the Packers water down. Can't let Christian Watson get loose. But if you really think about it, he only still catches touchdowns, man. A lot of targets, but he really still just catches touchdowns. He caught that touchdown earlier in the game. Then you didn't see Watson the whole game until the end on like that last touchdown.
Yeah.
So there's some inconsistencies there too, even with Watson, man. It all looks great when you're scoring and you're pulling off a few wins, but we should be able to kick the Packers' ass this week, man.
I hope so. I hope that this is one of those games where they do like show out and show how dominant they are, because like you said, the Packers have lost to some good teams and close games. They're not a bad team. This isn't a team that is going to take being blown out lightly, but it all depends on attitude and what Eagles come out with, because I do think they are the better team on paper. It's a matter of how they play. They've had this kind of not being in sync mentality the last couple of games on offense. It just hasn't been coming together. And I think that I'm hoping that with this one, they come out and they're ready. They have the right game plan. And they just I don't really even need a 30-point victory. I just want to see a touchdown per quarter, you know, and no turnovers. You know, right. And if they give up something, 28-14, something like that, something that is just, you know, nice. That Eagles just take care of business and don't really end up turning the ball over again and having these big moments where penalties get the better of them or anything. Because Rodgers will make you pay if you let him hang out. Cowboys found it out. So it's important 100%. For me, since the Cowboys lost to the Packers, that the Eagles take the opportunity and beat the Packers. So I think that, I think you're right. I think it's, the Eagles are 7-point favorite. I think that they should cover that, but nothing is a given in the NFL. When this season is over and we look back on it, it is a gauntlet. No matter what you think of our schedule, it is a gauntlet, and you've got to beat the teams in front of you, and this is no different. So, well, you know, it is Thanksgiving, and we've got a lot, you know, planned here in the Lee household. We have family in town. My middle son is in town. My other two kids are going to be here. All family friends are staying with us. We've got four dogs in the house. So it's been a bit chaotic this week, but it's been fun. We're looking forward to a lot of food tomorrow. Three football games on. Again, Eagles don't play till Sunday night. But seeing as it's the holidays, I did want to mention that if you're not aware, that the Eagles have they put out a Christmas album. Now, I went out and bought it. It cost $75 on vinyl to get it. I'm a vinyl guy. But it's for charity, so it goes to the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. That's why it's so pricey. So I wish they would autograph it, but I don't think it's autographed. But I did want to just to enjoy a little bit of the Eagles songs from it, play just a little bit of excerpts from the Philly Special Christmas. Now, it's coming out, December 23rd. I hope I get my vinyl before Christmas, but that, if not, I'll have it for next year. I will show it off on the podcast. So here is a little bit of Jason Kelce singing. I love it. Listen to that voice, man. But what I love is here, Jordan Marlotta, he sings this next part. Good night, man. That is amazing. That is just beautiful to hear. I love Jordan. Of course, we know Jordan Mailata's voice is outstanding. So we knew it when he came here that he loved to sing. We see the locker room stuff. Yeah. But yeah, that's coming out. So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving on your end? I'm sure you've got a lot planned.
Yeah, man, we are just going to, we're going to stay local, man. Just stay local. I'm going to put in going to go up to Outcast, you know, the guy that's in our fantasy football league, you know, longtime family friend. Going to go up to his house, spend Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving with his family. You know, last year we host, you know, my brothers came in town, so we did that then. But yeah, man, so that's going to be cool, man. I don't have to cook this Thanksgiving. Just going to bring over some pies.
That's rare. Man,
give me some Don Julio. Watch these games, you know, Cowboys and Giants. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if you're an NFC, if you're a football fan, period. I mean, wow.
And it's a win-win for us. It's a win-win for us. Somebody's going to lose.
100%.
I'm open for a tie.
You know, that would be epic. That would be epic. But I would rather an L on one of their records.
Yeah.
And you're right, man. We're sitting there. Both these teams have the same record. And we know that no matter what, I'm going to be happy when it's over because one of them is going to lose. And that makes the Eagles that much better before we even get to Green Bay on Sunday night. Sunday night seems so far away.
Oh, I know. I know. You know, yeah.
You know,
I can't wait. I can't wait for it. But that's what we've got to look forward to. Yeah. And a great Thanksgiving. Everybody loves Thanksgiving. How can you not? You get all this food. I'm a ham guy. I'm going to eat so much ham tomorrow. Stuffing, everything. But it's all coming down to Sunday night. This time, when Carrie Underwood sings, I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. It's actually going to be true for me. Because normally when she says that, I don't really... Yeah, I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. I've been watching football all day. But this week, I will have been waiting all day. Now I get it. Now I get it. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. Sunday night football, Eagles, Packers at the Link at 8:20. And we will be back here. This week, we're going to try to do a fantasy football podcast with the holidays. It may not happen, but we want to try to do one. So be on the lookout for that, for those people needing help getting into the playoffs. If we do so, it'll probably be after Thanksgiving, either Friday or Saturday. So just if you're subscribed to the channel, just bear with us. We'll get it out to you as soon as possible. Again, thank you to all our regular subscribers on our podcast on Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many others. And thank you to everybody who watches us each and every week on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. We love you guys. Thank you so much for the engagement you've given this podcast. We're growing in just our second season, and we're happy to be doing this. So with all that being said, Eagles Packers coming up. I'm going to turn it over to Tubby for his Thanksgiving final words of the week.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. Greg may be a ham guy, but me, I'm simple. If you don't have that canned jelly cranberry sauce. I know if you're from the South, you make it from scratch, but I'm showing up to your house with the can. I'm just letting you know. It has to touch my stuffing and the gravy on my turkey with the mac and cheese. Happy holidays to everybody, man. From the Where Goes There podcast, thanks for stopping by. I hope you eat good. Hope the games are good. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
And go birds. Go birds. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.